Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pond for Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, this episode will be focused on the new catcher the Fish acquired. They acquired a new catcher in a trade with the Cleveland Guardians, where the Marlins are sending cash considerations to Cleveland and are acquiring Christian Bethancourt, the former Tampa Bay Ray. So with Peter Bendix making that move, a player he's very familiar with in Christian Bethancourt, who will now come in and look to be the starting catcher for the Marlins. But it was reported that the Marlins are not done yet with the catching position. So it could just be one of many catchers the Marlins are looking at this year. And to go along with Christian Bethancourt, just to look at a little bit of his stats and what he could bring to the table for the Marlins, the first thing is it is an improvement from Jacob Stallings. Again, with Christian Bethancourt, he is not going to set the world on fire with his batting and everything that goes along with it, his OPS plus and home runs. But again, it is still an increase from Jacob Stallings. You look at his batting average from last year, 225, 635 OPS, which are still better than what Jacob Stallings had. And you look at his OPS plus 74, which is still 20 points higher than Jacob Stallings from last season. So it's 20% better in terms of OPS plus compared to Jacob Stallings. And playing on a team like the Rays with a very analytical, I believe with Christian Bethancourt, it could be fairly good for the Marlins. Looking at last year, 11 home runs, 33 RBIs. He's not really going to get on base a lot, only 13 walks in 2023, which is not good in terms of looking at his at-bats. His plate appearances, a 254 on-base percentage, and when you have an on-base percentage hovering around the 200s, does not fare well. A good thing for Bethancourt, he does slug decently for a catcher, 381, which is still better than what the Marlins had last season. But with Bethancourt, what you're getting is his defense. If you look at his percentile rankings on Baseball Savant, he is elite behind the glove when it comes to caught stealing and pop time. Pop time, 95th percentile. Caught stealing, 94th percentile.
Tough spot here for Adam.
He's going to run. The pitch is down and the throw. Close. Got it. What a throw right there on the money. And Franco put the tag on him. Let's take another look.
Not an easy pitch to handle either. He had to backhand short hop it before he gets it on its way. And he caught it. There he tags the hamstring. And see you later.
A little bit in downside when it comes to framing and blocks, but hopefully that can just improve slightly with some time in the Marlins system. But again, it's just primarily defensively what you're going to get with Christian Bethancourt. And something to look at with Bethancourt along with catching is how well Tampa Bay Rays pitchers were with Bethancourt. I want to go ahead and look at the three top pitchers for the Rays last season: Zach Eflin, Tyler Glasnow, and Shane McClanahan. Just to pinpoint those three pitchers, three starters for the Rays. You look at Eflin last season with Bethancourt, 134 innings. So he was the main, Bethancourt was the main catcher for Eflin. And together they posted a 3.41 ERA, 147 strikeouts. Opponents had a 6.58 OPS, batting 238 against that duo. So that is a very good sign with Bethancourt going ahead with Eflin, and you go at with Tyler Glasnow. It even gets better than that. They combined for 58 innings, 11 games, 2.33 ERA, and you look at the other two catchers the Rays had with Francisco Mejia, Rene Pinto. Mejia had a 4.15, Pinto had a 4.91 ERA with Glasnow and those catchers. And with Bethancourt, it is half that. So you can trust your ace, your top guy, to go to Bethancourt, and they can have a very good battery, a very good ERA with those two together. You look at the batting average, 176, a 5.51 OPS together last year in 58 innings. So in Bethancourt, you could trust him there with your ace, and you could very well have him there very well together with Bethancourt and Glasnow with your top pitcher, hopefully, for the Marlins next season. The last one, Shane McClanahan, 2.59 ERA with Bethancourt, 41 innings. Very good to see there from Bethancourt and Shane McClanahan. You just look overall on the 2023 Rays, and you go ahead by catcher. Bethancourt had the best ERA. Pitchers had the best ERA with Bethancourt, a 3.60 ERA in 797 innings, 800 innings or so, which is more than double than the next person with Francisco Mejia in 3.81. But overall with Christian Bethancourt, little up there in age, 32, 33 years old, but overall what you're getting with Bethancourt is his defense and his ability to go along with those aces. And hopefully when Stanley comes back in a couple years with Bethancourt, maybe they can have at least hopefully one season. Maybe Bethancourt produces very well for the Fish and can get with his arbitration eligible 2023. He's a free agent in 2026, so some control there with the Marlins, which is very good for them. Hopefully, when Sandy comes back after his Tommy John surgery, I know it's a couple years away, that could be a very potential good battery right there. And with Bethancourt, one thing that he has to at least show up a bit is his bat. I know everyone can trust him behind the plate with catching, and hopefully catching well with the Marlins pitchers, which are already have been catching pitching well as of late. Let's see how they could do with this new catcher in Bethancourt. But for him, it's going to be offensively, and he could produce just a bit. 11 home runs, get up to just 15 home runs would be just perfect for the Fish, getting that from their catcher. Batting average, 225, can get that up to the 240s. Again, that is just more what the Marlins could have potentially asked for. And if he can have, I don't want to say the same season as he had last year, but again, a positive WAR, which is still better than what the Marlins had last season. If he can go up there, potentially have a 1.5 WAR season, I think it's proven to give Bethancourt a longer stay with the Fish. But overall, I do like the trade. You're trading away cash considerations for a starting caliber catcher, which you desperately need. Again, not a long-term type catcher, 5-6 years, but again, he does have that control, which is very well, gives him enough time to gain chemistry with the pitchers, and you can really see what you have with Bethancourt. And if not, you can always trade him and try to recoup some of that cash. But overall, a very good trade for the Marlins for Bethancourt. Peter Bendix loves his Rays, soon to be the Miami Rays, with all these Rays coming in to the Fish. But again, I like this trade a lot with Christian Bethancourt coming to the Marlins. And that's going to do it for Big Fish Small Pod. As always, go Fish.